to the ECCB, there is a cost, but that cost is basically our production cost. Producing the 1 and 2 cent coins costs the bank more than the face value of these coins. The 1 cent coin can cost up to maybe 6 cents to produce, and the 2 cent coin can cost in excess of 8 cents to produce. So from the ECCB standpoint, we're looking at the production cost and the inefficiency of producing those coins and having them in circulation. We also looked at the perceived inconvenience of using these coins in conducting cash transactions. And as a result of the inconvenience which is perceived, which many persons seem to have, it leads to accumulating most of these coins, the 1 and 2 cents, in their households. Now, in facing all these coins, the next question would be, what happens if I am to receive change which would require 1 or 2 cent coins? What will happen? Well, what will happen is that we'll be introducing a routing system to facilitate cash transactions in the event that change has to be given back to the general public. Now, the rolling system will be used for cash transactions only, because the phasing out of the 1 and 2 cent coins will only affect cash transactions. Therefore, if one has to go to purchase any item and will be required to receive change, they will not get change in 1 and 2 cents. What will happen? The amount that is to be given back as change will be rounded up or down to the nearest 5 cent increment.